Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It's locally sourced, non-GMO, human-crafted radio. And we have three young gentlemen in the studio. They make up what? Three-fifths of the band Undecided Future. They're going to play a forthcoming single that they're currently recording. It's called Sheets. And after that, we'll chat with them a little bit. But take it away, guys. This is Undecided Future live on KX93.5.
What's good?
Shackled to the sheets, baby. Got me begging for the key to save me. Just stand there, watch me bleed, you're crazy. Now I finally see my life's at stake. I know I need for my own sake to be without you. Stay away. You want me to resist pure bliss? I kissed you anyway. Got me feeling like the sky do, so blue and white in the darkest night. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I need it, I need it, I need it, I need it. You got me abducted. I'm wired with a million watts. Ooh. Yeah, you're my conductor. You're driving my train of thought. Ooh. I thought you were my savior. Your flavor so sweet, but so severe. And now it's crystal clear. Ooh. I'm shackled to the sheets, baby. Got me begging for the key to save me. Just stand there, watch me bleed, you're crazy. Now I finally see my life's at stake. I know I need for my own sake to be without you.
Sheets, that's brand new music from Undecided Future live on Human Crafted Radio. This is Laguna's Only FM. I'm Zach Churchill, and I'm here with three of the five members of Undecided Future. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Feeling good.
So we've got, okay, let me see if I can do this. We have Hayden, Matt, and Cole.
Yes.
All right, I got you guys. So you guys are three-fifths of Undecided Future, and you have a bass player. You also have drums.
Yes, but I am actually the bass player.
Yeah. You're the bass player, but you're playing cajon right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I dabble.
So it's pretty cool. I'm really stoked to have you guys here because I have seen you perform live before, and it was kind of random. My buddy, he's a local artist here, Greg Thorne, invited me to that Down Syndrome benefit concert that happened at Angel Stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it was last year.
Yeah.
And you guys were just, you know, I didn't know you were going to be there, but you were performing in the heat. You know, just it was a really hot day out in the sun, no canopy, no shade at all. You guys rocked it, and I bought your EP. Your EP was released in 2014 called Disco Balls and Mating Calls, and I really fell in love with Superfine and a few of the songs on there. So when Steph, our music director, said you guys were coming in, I was really stoked, and it's good to talk with you guys and meet you.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Yeah, I'm excited you're excited. That's very cool.
Yeah. So that was a song called Sheets that I had never heard because you have not released it yet. You're working on it. Mm-hmm. Are you guys working on just some singles right now, a new record? What's the plan?
Yeah, we're trying to work on a new record, and we're going to release it single by single just to like build hype and keep our fans engaged.
Well, I mean, in the short term, like we got a couple singles out. Are about to be out that we've been working on with various different people and producers and stuff like that. We've got a single that's like about done, about ready to be released now, called Intoxicated, that we did almost entirely ourselves, handled all the production, took it to a mixer. Got a video for that that we did pretty much also ourselves that's coming as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything that we've been doing is tried to be all independent, trying to keep everything in homegrown.
That's so. What we like to support here. You know, we're all about independent local artists. Are you guys all from SoCal?
Yep.
Yeah, various places, but yes. Our band stretches from Long Beach to Mission Viejo.
Okay, so. I'm born and raised in Mission Viejo. And hey. Another interesting thing is that I saw that you guys all met at OSHA.
Yes, we did.
And yeah. That's crazy because I was going to go to OSHA. I got accepted when I was like 11 and I was like, nah, I'm just going to go to public school.
Yeah.
And I always thought, I wonder what would happen if I had went to OSHA where it's like 75% female. Probably would have gotten nothing done.
OSHA's like...
You guys are...
Yeah, speaking from experience, you get nothing done.
It's
yeah.
pretty...
Well,
yeah.
Hey, you guys put together a pretty epic band, so it worked out for you guys.
Yeah. OSHA puts together a great program. For a lot of kids, I wouldn't get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the fact that it's 75% girls.
I mean, right? Look at us. There's no way. No way.
You guys must have... That wasn't even fair. You guys must have killed it. I know this is radio. You don't have the visual component, but these guys are really good looking.
Oh,
actually, Cole, the guitarist, is a model, and he actually...
Sexiest man I know.
You are,
but at the same
you are
time,
the face of Grubhub nationwide. Is that true?
I mean, if you're looking in LA, you can find me on some billboards.
That's pretty cool,
dude. Honestly,
man.
You get to eat
for
okay,
free.
Okay, but just like these fools come in here wearing college shirts, and I'm just like, you really dressed for the radio?
Yeah, it's what you gotta do.
No, but that's the point, though. I mean, you get to just come in and whatever, and nobody can see.
Yeah,
it's all about the sound at radio. Except for you have a. Your manager here, or what's your name again?
Cindy.
Cindy's over here videotaping you, so...
Yeah, we're actually live streaming this on Facebook right now. So to any of our friends that are listening, this is also on Facebook. You can see our faces.
Facebook.com/Undecided Future?
That's yep. correct.
Cool.
Yes.
Yes.
We made it that easy.
And there's a
make sure to tag KX93.5.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of course. And there's a link to our Facebook at UndecidedFuture.com.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So you guys are 18, 19 years old?
Around, yeah.
Yes.
And are you guys doing this full time, giving this all you've got, or you guys have other jobs, or what are you up to?
We're really in that push to make this full time, or as full time as it can possibly be. We're taking all the steps to make this our jobs, because this is something that we're really passionate about and we love doing together.
Yeah, and it felt like we stalled for a little bit because we released our EP down in 2014. And basically, we've just been waiting since we all got out of high school. And now that we're all at high school, it's like a full gear push to get this done. You know?
Well, you guys better hurry, because you only have like 2 more years and then it's over with. I'm just
yeah, you're right.
You guys are so young. You have like a long time, you know.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is that like in musical experience and like learning about music, you never stop. So as far as growing as an artist, I feel like we've barely even scratched the surface of what we could
do. And I consider you guys ahead of the game for sure.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
it. You guys have some really good quality music out there already. So I'm looking forward to the recorded versions of... So you're saying I can hear Intoxicated already?
Not yet, no. That one's going to be released. We're working... That one's with the mixer right now, so we're waiting to get the mix back from that. But super stoked, because the progress that we made on it before we sent to it, mm-hmm. absolutely stellar. Super,
awesome.
Super excited for the new sound. We also have a music video releasing with that. Probably going to be about a week after we release the song, but everything should be out by the end of February.
Oh, awesome. So we'll definitely watch out for that, and we can't wait to get our hands on Intoxicated. And then Sheets, you guys are in the studio with Colin Wolf producing Sheets right now?
Yeah, at the moment. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And is that going to be a follow-up to Intoxicated?
It is. We're hoping to push it out probably about 3 weeks after Intoxicated, just to keep that media hype rolling, because it's all about releasing and keeping consistent and keeping constant in media. So
we just want to keep the fans happy and engaged in these pressing times.
Yeah, really.
We need some young voices out there. So we have a lot more to talk about. I want to talk about some of the shows you guys got coming up too, but let's get right into another song. What do you guys feel like playing?
We can give you a little dabble from the past, a little blast from the past. You want to do some Superfine?
Yes.
You can do some of that.
I was hoping you guys would say that.
Let's do it.
This is my favorite Undecided Future song. It's Superfine, live on KX93.5, whenever you guys are ready.
Let's go. Yeah. Come on. Well, ever since that day, she ran away, left me sad and sore.
take a chance. Can I ask this dance with you, girl? All right. Oh, what you feeling, baby? You're gonna drive me crazy with all the things that you do. Oh, you're a sexy lady. Get down and groove it, baby. There's only one word for you. Super fine. You're wearing that tight dress alike. Looking fly. Baby, let me take you home tonight. Super fine. Ooh, your lipstick on my suit and tie. Looking fly. Baby, let me take you home tonight. Come on now. Gonna mess around, boogie down today. Come on, don't wanna see you frown. Well, every drink you put down, it's on me. Yeah, 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 yeah. It shouldn't be a surprise until we see the sunrise. You know you're gonna be mine, girl. And when we wish on a star, you're gonna be in my eyes. It's just me and you tonight. Oh, what you feeling, baby? You're gonna drive me crazy with all the things that you do. Oh, what you feeling, baby? Look down and groove it, baby. There's only one word for you.
Super Fine by Undecided Future. That was a live in studio performance right here at KX93.5. I think I know why you guys titled your last record Disco Balls and Mating Calls, because that was baby making music.
Well, thank you. That was the goal, so I'm glad.
It was like baby making music, though.
Yeah,
we were
do you guys have fake IDs or something?
I mean, we don't discuss that with them.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. I'll let you know where to go where you won't even get carded, so you don't need
that. Hey! That is what we needed to meet.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Hook up with the radio people. They know where it's at. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
People making enterprising decisions, doing the same things we want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, you guys have a great sound. I love it. Man, studied with people for, have you had vocal training, or is it just kind of like something you were blessed with?
Vocal training, honestly, has just mainly been with these guys, like feeling it out. I haven't really had much actual vocal training. I took a couple lessons, like two lessons, like once a week for 2 weeks, and that was about it.
That doesn't count.
I just try to do consistent vocal warm-ups, what I see people doing, what I see online, just like trying the best I can. But yeah, I just haven't had a lesson. So
that's incredible, man. Yeah, it's very free, you know. A lot of times, speaking from experience as a singer, you have to really work a lot to get rid of the tension, the things that block that sound from just flowing freely through you. Your body's just an instrument, you know, and you don't have any of that tension, nothing, no blockage at all.
Well, I mean, you didn't see us in freshman year, so
I'm sure you've come a long way. But yeah, you guys are sounding great. So all right, where are you guys playing coming up? I see you're gonna be at the Viper Room.
Dude, honestly, we're trying to pop after this EP, so we're hitting as many places as possible right now. But we have City of Costa Mesa coming up in February 10th. February 25th, we actually have two shows. Super blessed to be able to do an artist showcase for a couple of really big promoters, as well as the Viper Room that night. So as you were talking fake IDs, anybody fake ID or 21 and over, we're playing Viper Room. Y'all better be there. It's going to be lit. So
February 25th.
Yeah, February 25th on that one. And then we have a really big one coming up on July 15th. If Hayden, you want to talk about that one? You got I'll send this one.
Well, that's right here in town.
July 15th. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Pageant of the Masters that they've just funneled like $5 million into. Well, I don't know. I guess some of that money went into bands, man.
So you guys are playing at the Festival Grounds, Festival Arts, on July 15th for Family Fun Day.
Yep.
Noon till 3 p.m.
Yeah, we're going to be playing. We're going to be down here in Laguna. So all your local Laguna listeners, like, if you want to come and have a good time, listen to some good music. I know there's going to be other artists performing as well. Really, really good time. So I do recommend you come out.
And we played some areas in Laguna before. We played, like, Sawdust Festival.
Yeah,
that
a bunch.
Was really fun.
Super fun. Yeah.
I love Laguna people. It's such a great, interesting beach community out here.
Yeah,
definitely.
You guys throw like the best community arts things out of anywhere.
We are
here.
The classiest beach town in Orange County. I just said that.
We have a radio interview of you saying the same thing on the station over in Newport last week.
Ooh.
I'm kidding.
Oh my
I'm
God. Kidding.
Fascinating.
No, Laguna Beach loves you guys too, and we hope to see you back at the Sawdust Festival this next summer. And so what's going on the City of Costa Mesa event on February 10th?
That one is a city-wise event. It's going to be a Valentine's Day event, so it's going to be kind of like bring your couple's person, maybe doing some love songs. It's going to be for kids and stuff, too, so just a really good
kids
same
and family.
Sort of like
it's going to be inside
event.
Of like a gymnasium. We're going to be playing in there, and I think they're going to be serving food and having a good time. So.
Cool. That's February 10th in Costa Mesa, and then you guys are busy. You have a running thing going on at Disneyland California Adventure in the summer.
We do, yeah. They've asked us back. This is would be our third year if they ask us back. We played 2 years consecutively, playing about 3 or 4 shows during the summer.
And then the OC Fair as well.
Yeah, OC Fair we've played. That was really, really fun. We actually drew a pretty big crowd for that, so I'm hoping next time we get a better time slot. But it was really, really fun and enjoyable.
Cool, we'll talk about it. When you get the timing, we'll push it. So
cool.
What's the Strawberry Bowl?
It is full of strawberries.
It's full of it's a bowl of strawberries, and you guys are going to play on the rim.
We're actually going to play inside the bowl of strawberries.
Oh, in the bowl.
Actually.
No, okay. Real talk.
It's a very big bowl.
It's a new amphitheater they just built, and we're going to be playing it on April sometime. I'm not sure if we have the official date on that one
yet.
That's
cool. You guys have it's in April at the Strawberry Bowl. You guys have a lot of events coming up, so... Mm-hmm. Where can everybody just go to get in one place? You guys have a website?
Everybody can go to undecidedfuture.com or Instagram Undecided Future or Facebook Undecided Future.
Yeah, basically we've tried
straight
to make
up.
It...
All those things linked to each other.
Yeah, anything you type in Undecided Future, hopefully we'll be on it. If not, send us a message and we'll get on it. But we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I think the most active one we're on is probably Instagram. I think that's the one we get closest with our fans.
But
and
yeah,
actually
biggest,
respond.
Biggest
Instagram's the new thing.
Yeah,
Instagram,
also,
yes.
Yeah, and on Facebook and stuff, all of our marketing is going to be done on Facebook. So if it's a lot of like media-related things, it's best to hit us up on Facebook. For Instagram, if you want to just see what we're doing, see when shows are coming up, see how cool we look in pictures. Just kidding, I wish. But that's going to be all done on our Instagram. And that we actually talk to our fans and stuff too. So
awesome. All right. Well, I don't want to push my luck, but did you guys possibly have a third song for us?
We can.
We could do one. Yeah. Would you guys break it down a little reggae? That'd be cool.
Yeah, of course. Let's
do movies.
It. Yeah. What is this going to be called?
This one's Movies. This was also off of Disco Balls.
All right. Movies by Undecided Future live. At our Pearl Street studio. Here they are.
Become a model, be real big in every magazine. I'll get interviewed by Ellen, get made fun of on TMZ or KX93.5. On everything, so that you'll see my face and maybe you'll miss me. Well, I've played shows around the world, been with lots of girls, but there's none like you. They don't do the things you do when I was with you every day. My worries slipped away and the sky seemed blue. But now you're saying that you're through. Gonna be so big you can't ignore me. And you will see what I mean. Gonna be there on the TV. Around the movie screen. maybe I'll become a model. Be real big in every magazine. I'll get interviewed right and then get me fun of on TMZ. Put my name on everything so that you'll see my face and maybe you'll miss me with each day that passes by. Try to remember why I fell for you, but I don't got a clue. So now I hold my head high. Such a stupid, gotta believe that I really couldn't stop thinking about you. Now I know that I'm good without you. Gonna be so big you can't ignore me. Oh, you will see what I mean. I'm gonna be there on the TV or on the movie screen. Maybe I'll become a model. Get interviewed by KX93.5. Interviewed by Ellen. Get me in front of on TMZ. Put my name on everything so that you'll see my face and maybe you'll miss me.
Oh, so good. I remember that song. Yeah, man, I listened to that EP on repeat for a little bit there. That was, man, oh. you guys are polished. You're well on your way.
Thank you so much.
You may be called Undecided Future, but I'm willing to bet you're going to be successful.
I'm so glad you didn't say your future's decided now.
Oh, like, I know, right? I was gonna throw these headphones down and walk out that door.
That was my first thought.
everyone's first thought. You don't
it's
have to
right
act
there.
On it.
You're just waiting to like sink your teeth into that joke, but like it's,
everyone, every dad at a barbecue.
The key to radio is to be clever, but just not that clever.
Good.
Subtle.
Do what they expect, but not how they expect it.
Yeah.
I think, never mind.
That took it to a place.
It did.
All right, you guys, this has been really fun. Thank you so much for coming on. Maybe we'll see you back here in the summer or when you got some gigs down in Laguna Beach. Make sure to stop by again.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
This was so great, man.
Thank you, guys. Undecided Future, that's what you just heard. You can catch them at undecidedfuture.com.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And on Facebook, Instagram, and wherever else people are these days. I'm sure they're there. I'm sure that you guys have a band camp and all those good things.
And then I think we're also on Bands in Town too. So if you have Bands in Town app, I think you get our shows through that too.
Awesome.
SoundCloud and of course Tinder.
Not Grindr though.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm very inclusive, but you know, sometimes.
You have one more thing you want to let us know?
Yeah, I was also going to say that we're also on Pandora, Spotify, things like that too. So any of your music streaming sites, as well as iTunes and Apple Music.
Yes, if you'd like to go to the streaming services where the artists make no money off of the plays,
well,
yes, go to Spotify.
It's not
no,
about
I'm just
that
kidding.
Anymore.
You can do that, or you can buy their album directly from you guys on your website.
Well, also, actually, to comment on that real quick, artists actually basically don't make money on music anymore, like releasing music, but we do have new merchandise coming soon too. So if you check out our pages for merchandise is the best way to actually give money to the artists that you like, because the money actually goes to them.
And because we're not paying you to do this, so man,
no, I mean,
you guys got
just no.
This is awesome. I love this. I would do this for no pay. Absolutely.
Hey,
I wish we had a t-shirt.
I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this. You guys are like making my day. This is my favorite part of my job, getting to meet great bands and artists like this. So thank you guys so much for making my day. And yes, merch, make sure to support these guys. They are giving this thing their all right now. Mm-hmm. And if you can support them, that'd be great. You can get their music wherever you like to consume it. So anything is good. And so go to undecidedfuture.com and follow them. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us again.
Have a great day. Let's go out and drink now.
Woo.